طيب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. يقول رحمه الله: وعلى سائر من أفطر القضاء على غير. Which means here, whomever breaks his fast because of traveling or sickness or anything that nullifies the fasting apart from intercourse, everything, or apart from sexual relation with the wife, apart from that, you have to do what? Fast a day to compensate on the one you broke your fast for, whether you're traveling or sick and so on. He said, so on those, which is he mentioned, they have to redo a day. إِلَّا مَنْ أَفْطَرَ بِجِمَاعٍ فِي الْفَرْجِ فَإِنَّهُ يَقْضِي وَيَعْتِقُ رَقَبَهُ. Except for someone who breaks his fast by having intercourse, in this case he must make it up and free a slave. Of course, here, iftar, this one, he said, this is the worst type of nullifying your fasting. With what? With having sexual relation with the wife. That breaks the fast and the worst of compensation. You have to do the day and free a slave. You have to do a day and free a slave. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ. If he cannot find a slave, then he has to fast 2 months continuous. 2 months continuous straight, one go, 60 days. Or 29 plus 29 minimum, which is what? 58, 59 or 60, it depends on the months. طيب, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ. If he's not able to do that, فَإِطْعَامُ سِتِينَ مِسْكِينَ. He has to feed 60 needy. Now here, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ, if he's not able, meaning if he's sick or he has a serious excuse. How it means he's sick. Let's say a diabetic person or someone who is fasting and then he did intercourse with his wife, he broke his fast. As soon as he did that, within few weeks he was diagnosed with some sickness. Then he can't fast, obviously, then he feeds 60 poor. But you and me, ya Habibi, you have to fast. Type 2, continuous month, non-stop. So, get that thought out of your head. That's why it amazes me, the brothers who get married in Ramadan. How can you get married in Ramadan? Tayyib, you're going to get, you'll find yourself in trouble, and then fast 60 days, continuous. Yani, how are you going to do that? فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ سَقَطَتْ عَنْهُ. If he cannot afford feeding 60 needies, then it drops. طيب. Here it is based on the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. He said, بينما نحن جلوس عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذ جاءه رجل فقال يا رسول الله هلكت. Abu Huraira narrated as in the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I am demolished. I destroyed myself. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Malak, what is wrong? What has happened? Qala waqa'tu ala imra'ati wa ana sa'im. He said, I slept with my wife while I'm fasting. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هل تجد رقبة تعتقها. Can you find a neck, meaning slave, to free it? قال لا. No, I don't have. قال فهل تستطيع أن تصوم شهرين متتابعين. Are you able to fast 2 months continuous? قال لا. Of course, what got him in trouble to begin with is what? Fasting. Fasting 60 days. It's going to send him up the wall. طيب. فقال لا. قال لا. قال فهل تجد إطعام 60 مسكينا. Can you afford to feed 60 needy? قال لا, I don't have. قال فمكث النبي. شوف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. How much patience he has. He said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said nothing. Like you can't free a slave. You can't fast 60 days or 2 months continuous. You can't fast 2 months continuous. you can't feed 60 needies, then Rasul waited. See, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find the solution.
Here he said, فَبَيْنَمَا نَحْنُ عَلَى ذَٰلِكَ أُتِيَ النَّبِيُّ بِعَرْقٍ فِيهَا تَمْرٍ.
While we're sitting there like this, the Prophet ﷺ was given. Al-Arq is a bundle full of dates, you could say.
قَالَ أَيْنَ السَّائِلُ.
The Prophet ﷺ said, where is the one who was asking?
فَقَالَ أَنَا.
He said, here I am, Ya Rasulullah.
قَالَ خُذْ هَذَا فَتَصَدَّقْ بِهِ.
He said, take this and give it as sadaqah.
فقال الرجل على أفقر مني يا رسول الله.
يعني you want me to give a sadaqah, there is no one poorer than me, يا رسول الله.
He said, فوالله ما بين لابتيها أهل بيت أفقر من أهل بيتي.
He said, والله يا رسول الله, between those two mountains of Medina, there is no one poorer than me. إنه مدينة.
فضحك النبي حتى بدت أنيابه ثم قال أطعمه أهلك.
The Prophet ﷺ smiled until his molar teeth showed. He said, go feed it your family.
So you see here,
the levels the Prophet ﷺ started with.
Meaning, if you cannot
free a slave, then you must do what? Fast 60 days.
If you cannot fast 60 days, then what?
You feed 60 people.
If you cannot fast 2 months, then you feed 60 people. And if you don't have any money to feed 60 people, then Baytul Mal is supposed to give you some money to spend it. If there is no Baytul Mal in case of today, then you will drop from you.
فَإِنْ جَامَعَ وَلَمْ يُكَفِّرْ حَتَّى جَامَعَ ثَانِيَةً فَكَفَّارَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ.
He said here, if he had intercourse and did not expiate it before he had an intercourse again, then only one expiation is due on him. He said here, meaning, if he did an intercourse and he did expiate and he did intercourse in the same day, it is what? One expiation.
So based on what the Shaykh is saying, why there is no two expiations?
It is exactly like breaking your fast intentionally on food. You ate, and then you ate again. You have to expiate
once or twice?
Once.
That's it. Same thing, the same qiyas, the same analogy.
وَإِنْ كَفَّرَ ثُمَّ جَامَعْ فَكَفَّارَةٌ ثَانِيَةٌ.
So, if he expiated, if he broke his fast because of intercourse, then he expiated, then he did again, yani he in the same day he did again, then there's a second expiation.
Now you could say, why the scholars do this? The scholars do this to train you, to train your mind to think in the fiqh way.
Yani the first case, he showed you that the same thing, if you break your fast eating a few times, having intercourse a few times in one day, it's only one expiation.
But if you paid, then you expiated. And then you came with another time, then that requires another expiation time.
And another group of scholars, they said if he did it repeatedly, like if he done intercourse once, then he expiated, then he done intercourse again, he does not have to expiate because he broke that day anyway, and he ruined that day, and that is the correct opinion.
We move to the next point. He said, وَكُلُّ مَنْ لَزِمَهُ الْإِمْسَاكُ فِي رَمَضَانِ فَجَامَعَ فَعَلَيْهِ كَفَّارٌ.
Listen, this is important. Why? You know now. He said, anyone who is required to abstain from the nullifiers of fasting in Ramadan and has an intercourse, he should expiate.
What does it mean?
If you're obligated to fast, but you unfasted for a reason. Let's say you're a traveler. You are a traveler. You're traveling, you and your wife. Both of you, you're obligated by principle to do what?
To fast.
But you traveled, and because of your traveling, you have the allowance to do what?
To break your fast.
Let's say you decided to break your fast. You traveled from here to Melbourne. And you said, I'm a traveler, me and my wife, we're breaking our fast. You got to Melbourne and you said, I feel like sleeping with my wife. Can you or can you not? You're already not fasting.
Here he said, وَكُلُّ مَنْ لَزِمَهُ الْإِمْسَاكُ فِي رَمَضَانِ فَجَامَعَ فَعَلَيْهِ كَفَّارًا.
If you have intercourse, you have to do kafara.
Because of the what?
The respect of the month of Ramadan. You understand?
So if you break your fast for an excuse, it doesn't mean you can
sleep with your wife until Maghrib.
Another group of scholars, they said, what about a person who, because of sickness, he broke the fast in the beginning of the day.
You woke up Fajr, you're very sick, you got a severe migraine, you're dizzy, you broke your fast. You ate, and you drank water and all of this, so, and you took the medicine. By the time it's 11 o'clock, you're feeling fit and healthy, fit as a fiddle. What do you do now?
Do you stop eating and abstain from
food, or do you continue eating normally?
Here Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, "Man akala awwal al-nahar falyakul akhirahu."
He said, whoever eats in the beginning of the day, let him eat till in the end of the day. So if you broke your fast because you were sick or because you were traveling, you do not have to abstain from eating and drinking the rest of your day.
Of course, you don't eat on the street and say, I am,
no.
But you can eat even if the excuse has been removed. But the Shaykh said, you cannot have intercourse. You only break your fast with eating and drinking. You don't have intercourse. Why? Because of the sanctity of the month Ramadan. Also, whomever has intercourse, let's say he stayed up, he looked at the watch, he's dizzy, he looks at the watch at night, let's say Adhan al-Fajr is what? 5 o'clock. He looked at the watch, he saw, oh, it's 4. Come here, Habibti. And then 5 o'clock. And he realizes it is not 4 o'clock, it is 5 o'clock after he has done it.
What happened here? Here, because it is, of course, with sincerity, based on ignorance, he did that, there is nothing upon him. It is exactly like the one who looked at the, he's got a cup of water next to him. Some brothers and sisters like to keep water next to their bed, for example, so they don't have to get up and drink water at night. He looked at the alarm and it looked like, you know, he's squinting, looking, and he thought, ah, oh, still an hour for Fajr, I'll have a bit of water. He had a bit of water and he looked again. Oh, it's 5, man, Fajr is already, there is no harm on him. Same thing if someone, yani, had an intercourse before he is thinking it is before Fajr, طيب, well, it is already Fajr because of his ignorance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overlook the ignorance of the person as long as he's not intending and is playing tricks. Okay? You can play tricks with everyone, but you can't play tricks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so keep that in mind. Here he said,
وَمَنْ أَخَّرَ الْقَضَاءَ لِعُذْرٍ حَتَّى أَدْرَكَهُ رَمَضَانُ آخَرٍ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ غَيْرُهُ.
He said, if one delays making up the days until the next Ramadan comes. Example, you broke your fast last a few days of Ramadan because you got really sick and they took you to hospital. And the sickness continued till the next Ramadan. And in the next Ramadan, they said to you, Alhamdulillah, now you're 100%, you can start fasting. But you couldn't fast those days that you missed. What do you do? There is nothing on you. You finish your month, and whatever days you neglected or you didn't fast because you were sick, you fulfill them. That usually happens to pregnant women. A woman who's pregnant, let's say she gave birth in Ramadan, and then you have the postnatal bleeding, and then you have about breastfeeding, and the following Ramadan comes, and she couldn't fast the days that she did not fast. We say to her, fast Ramadan, and then whatever days you couldn't, you make them up in that year. He said,
وَإِن فَرَّطَ أَطْعَمَ مَعَ الْقَضَاءِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ مِسْكِينًا.
If he procrastinate without an excuse, then he should feed one poor individual per day. Meaning, you had days before Ramadan, you didn't do, and the whole year comes, and you didn't do, you didn't fulfill it, and then the next Ramadan comes. We say, fast Ramadan, and those days passed, you redo them after that Ramadan, which is for the previous year, and you pay for every day. On top is miskin. You give, you feed one poor person. Because Ibn Abbas and Ibn Umar and Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhum, they obligated this on everyone who neglected fasting the days that he missed in the month of Ramadan. وَإِن تَرَكَ الْقَضَاءَ حَتَّى مَاتَ لِعُذْرٍ فَلَا شَيْءَ عَلَيْهِ. He said, and if he deferred making it up until he died, then there is nothing required of him. Meaning, if this person, he broke his fast for about, like, let's say 3-4 days in Ramadan, because of sickness or problem. After Ramadan, he said, inshallah, I'll wait till Sha'ban comes and I'll fast them in Sha'ban. Or I'll wait till winter comes and I'll fast them in winter. Now it's summer, the days are long. Yet, by time summer came, he died. Or by time winter came, he died. What happened? We say there is nothing upon him. Here there is a hadith. It says, مَنْ مَاتَ وَعَلَيْهِ صِيَامْ سَامَ عَنْهُ وَلِيُّهُ. Whoever dies and he has siyam, his wali. Meaning, his, for example, his guardian, his son, he will fast on his behalf. And here some scholars, they say, there is nothing upon him. وَإِنْ كَانَ لِغَيْرِ عُذْرٍ أُطْعِمَ عَنْهُ لِكُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِسْكِينٍ. If it was without an excuse, then one poor individual should be fed per day on his behalf. Meaning, a person who is who unfasted in Ramadan for no excuse, and then he said, I will fast them later, and he dies, then they have to feed for every day a needy on his behalf, because of what is narrated from Aisha and Ibn Abbas, they said, يُطْعَامُ عَنْهُ, will be fed on his behalf. إِلَّا أَن يَكُونَ الصَّوْمُ مَنْذُورًا فَإِنَّهُ يُصَامُ عَنْهُ. He said, unless the obligatory fasting was because of vow, in which case someone should fast on his behalf. Except the fasting is what? Nadhr. Somebody made a nadhr, then what is the nadhr? He obligated himself with fasting. He said, inshallah, I want to fast for 3 days if Allah gives me a boy. Allah gave him a boy, and after he saw the boy, he had a heart attack and died. Then somebody will fast for 3 days on his behalf. Tayyib. And here, in the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, a woman asked the Prophet ﷺ that her mother passed away and she had a vow that she was to fast, and she passed away. The Prophet ﷺ, she asked the Prophet, أَفَأَقْضِيهِ عَنْهَا أَفَأَقْضِيهِ عَنْهَا قَالَ نَعَمْ فَدَيْنُ اللَّهِ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يُقْضَى. Here the Prophet ﷺ, she said, do I do the qada on her behalf? He said, yes. The debt of Allah is more deserving to be paid and fulfilled. وكذلك كل نذر طاعة. And also, and it's similar here, every vow of obedience. What does it mean? The Shaykh is giving you a principle that, for example, let's just say, ya akhi, you said, if inshallah Allah gives me a boy, of tayyib, or a girl, or whatever you, or if I pass the exam, I'm going to sacrifice 3 sheep. 3 khawarif. 3 sheep. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled what you were wishing for and hoping for. What do you do? Let's just
Now it becomes obligatory on you to slaughter fi sabilillah 3 sheep.
And then you passed away.
What happens? Then your inheritor, your wasi, your wali, he has to do this 3 on your behalf, because that becomes a debt owed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
What if you haven't mentioned that to anyone?
He said, بَابُ مَا يُفْسِدُ الصَّوْمُ. Things that invalidate fasting. He said, مَنْ أَكَلَ وَمَنْ أَكَلَ أَوْ شَرِبَ أَوْ اسْتَعَطَ أَوْ وَصَلَ إِلَى جَوْفِهِ مِنْ أَيِّ مَوْضِعٍ كَانَ أَوْ اسْتَقَاءَ فَقَاءَ أَوْ اسْتَمْنَى أَوْ قَبَّلَ أَوْ لَمَسَ فَأَمْنَى أَوْ أَمْذَى أَوْ كَرَّرَ النَّظَرَ حَتَّى أَنْزَلَ أَوْ احتم أَوْ احْتَجَمَ عَامِدًا ذَاكِرًا لِصَوْمٍ فَسَدْ وَإِنْ فَعَلَهُ نَاسِيًا أَوْ مُكْرَهًا لَمْ يَفْسُدْ صَوْمُهُ. طيب. He said, whomever does any of the following, his fasting is broken. I will read them, then I will take them one by one, and then we'll analyze them. He said, eat or drinks, takes anything into his stomach through his nostrils, take anything through any other route, intentionally vomits, masturbates, kisses or touches the opposite sex and subsequently ejaculates semen or has madi, has a hijama, cupping or with bloodletting, or does it to someone else intentionally and while remembering. For all the above, the fast is nullified. So we start with eating or drinking. Here, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرِ ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. Here, eating and drinking is clear in the ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, eat and drink until the white thread appears to you from the black thread from the fajr, and then complete the fasting till the night. That means eating, drinking between these two times from sunrise to sunset is not allowed. That's why eating, drinking with the consensus is what breaks your fast. Of course, not forgetfully or ignorance of the time we spoke about. Then here also under that, smoking cigarettes. That will break what? The fast. وَمَنْ اسْتَعَطَ بِصَبِّ الدَّوَاءِ فِي الْأَنْفِ أَوْ بِاسْتِنْشَاقِهِ. الْإِسْتِعَاط is to put medicine in the nostrils or snoring it. طيب. To put medicine in the nostrils. Al-isti'ab, they used to use sometimes a herb, snort it, and this way they can sneeze to open up the nostrils. They used to use it in the olden days. That breaks the fast. Here from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith Laqit ibn Sabura, he said, وَبَالِغْ فِي الْإِسْتِنْشَاقِ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ صَائِمًا. He said, do exaggerate with snorting the water in your nose when you're doing the wudu, except if you are fasting. Now, what about, since we talk about isti'at, what about the puffer? Here in Australia, we use the puffer a lot because of the humidity we have, which is causes what? Asthma. And what about taking the puffer for asthma? Now, as you know, the modern scholars on two major opinions. This issue is very intricate issue, and it is to study what is really you're taking. Does it really turn to dust? Or it is actually water you are taking in, like the medicine. In the early days, I used to be on the opinion that breaks the fast. That if you take the puffer, it breaks your fast and you don't have to fast. The correct opinion, Allahu A'lam, after further investigating,
We found that really the puffer, it turns to a small particle of dust. Like similar to dust, isn't it? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Does it even reach the stomach, Chef?
Huh?
Does it even reach
the stomach? No, it goes to the lungs. That's the issue. No. But we go back here to a point. First, it turns to little particles, very fine and very small, that goes to the lungs. It does not go to the stomach. Now, the opinion here is it an intake that you, any intake that you take into your system breaks the fast, or just what you take in your mouth or through your body that is considered as sustenance or like food? That's the issue.
It's not a sustenance.
My dear. So, the little particles here, it does not go to your stomach, it goes to your lungs to open up your lungs so you can breathe better. That's why, wallahu a'lam, the correct opinion that the puffer you take for asthma, it does not break your fast. It does not break your fast because something goes to the lungs and in it there is no sustenance, no sustenance, no strength to the body, nothing to do with that. The only reason you take it is because you are sick. No. The next one here, he said, أَوَّصَّلَ إِلَى جَوْفِهِ شَيْءٌ مِنْ أَيِّ مَوْضِعٍ كَانَ. He said, takes anything into his stomach through his nostrils. No, not this one, the next one. Takes anything through any other route. Meaning, either take something from taking a suppository medicine. Now, Allahu A'lam, the correct opinion, that does not break your fast. Like tahmila. What do you call tahmila in English? The suppository. It does not break your fast. This is first. Secondly, what about taking through the blood? Like take a shot, a needle. A needle does not break your fast unless it is vitamins or something that is considered as sustenance. But a needle, for example, as a medicine, or a needle that is considered to diabetic, or a needle that is considered anesthetic, it does not break your fast. Only needles which is considered as nutritious. Which is gives the body nutrition. Now, eardrops also, it does not break your fast because it's not considered food nor something that is nutritious to the body. It is just something to take it as medicine. Even if you taste it in your throat, it does not break your fast according to the correct opinion. Nostril drips, we talked about it already. And also doesn't break your fast. Eye drops also does not break your fast according to the correct opinion. Now,
you said something about excessive sucking the thing off your nose.
No, we said this is when you make an wudu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith, it is snore the water, he said excessively snore the water when and rinse your mouth, except if you are fasting.
So but you do a little bit when you're fasting.
This is when you're making the wudu. You only take a little bit of water in your nostrils, you don't take too much. But here, all of this, it is what? Considered as what, ya shabab? Medicine. It is considered as what? Medicine, and that's why it does not break your fast. All of this that I listed for you, the reality, what we need to understand, that what is the proof? The proof that there is no proof, it breaks your fast. The proof that there is no proof, that breaks your fast. What we have as a proof that breaks your fast is what? Eating, drinking, and sexual intercourse. That's what we have, proofs that breaks your fast. Apart from that, we don't have anything, a proof. And of course, the hijama, which is as a hadith, hijama. We'll talk about the hijab. Here, يعني there is no proof that those will break your fast. Here he said, also what about using the lip gloss or the lip balm for if someone has a cracked lip or something, does it break the fast? The correct opinion of Allah alam, it does not break your fast because this is not eating and drinking. Simple. So, eating and drinking already finalized and smoking already finalized, intercourse already finalized. What else? We have another issue here. Intentionally vomits. Intentionally vomiting. Here there is a hadith that is being narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَنْ ذَرَعَهُ الْقَيْءِ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ قَضَاءِ وَمَنْ إِسْتَقَاءَ عَنْدًا فَلْيَقْضِي رَوَاهُ الْإِمَامُ أَحْمَدُ وَأَبُو دَاوُدَ and الترمذي. Here he said, whosoever vomiting comes to him unintentionally, he does not have to repeat his siyam. But if he doesn't, intentionally you make yourself vomit, then you have to redo the day. So this is vomiting. Masturbates. Now, here the masturbation, of course, here he said masturbation, أو قبل أو لمس فأمنى فسد صيامه. Whoever masturbates, kisses or touches, and subsequently ejaculates semen, then his fasting is broken. Meaning, someone, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ it is of course haram, you know, to masturbate. But if someone does it in Ramadan and ejaculates, his fasting is broken. Also, if he is with his wife, kissing and foreplaying, and he ejaculates, of course, his fasting is broke also. Tayyib say you have to be careful because of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is agreed upon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the one who fasts, يَتْرُكُ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ وَشَهْوَتَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, praising the one who fasts, he neglects eating and drinking and his desires for me. So this is leaving the desires. طيب. Also, من استمنى أو قبل أو لمس فخرج منه مذي. He said here, whomever masturbates or kisses or touches and he does not ejaculate, there is something pre-seminal fluid, it's called mذي. Let's see what he translated here. Which is a white thin fluid comes because of desire. White thin fluid. Here he said it breaks the fast. The correct opinion, wallahu a'lam, it does not break the fast because it is not like the semen. It does not break the fast. And sometimes, some people, sometimes they are thinking about it. Tayyib, what happened is a small thin fluid comes out and that does not break the fast but breaks the wudu. And this here point, we disagree with Imam Ibn Qudamah rahmatullahi alayh. Because a lot of the scholars also said it does not break the fast because it is not semen. Here he said also, مَنْ كَرَّرَ النَّظَرَ. What كَرَّرَ النَّظَرَ? يعني he keeps on perving until he ejaculates. That person, he broke his fast. And you're talking, looking at your wife here. Any first week of marriage, she's walking past you, mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. And then, mashallah, I can't say what happens then? You broke your fast. Tayyib, you broke your fast. Saad and the brother there are still single, so. Sure, yeah, Hadi. You're single too? And you're Ali? Allah inni alaykum. She get married, brother. Right. He said here, man karrara an-nazar. Whomever continuously look, hatta amna, until he ejaculates, his fast has broken. Because this is considered as part of the desire. طيب. If a group of scholars also, that it does not break the fast because, what? Because really there is no touching or anything. In reality it does break your fast because you made yourself ejaculate. You made yourself ejaculate. وَمَنْ احْتَجَمَ ذَاكِرًا لِصَوْمِهِ فَسَدَ صَوْمُهُ. And whomever does a hijam, whomever gets a hijam, gets cupping done, his fasting broke. He broke his fasting. What is hijama? Cupping,
They use cups to suck the blood out of the body, the bad blood out of the body. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after al-hajimu wal-mahjum, the cupper and the one who does the cupping and the one who receiving it, both are broke their fast. The majority of the scholars, they say that the hijama does not break the fast. What do they say? The hijama does not break the fast, nor the one he's doing it. And they say, this hadith is mansukh, because the Bukhari, he narrated from Thabit al-Bunani, qala sa'ala Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, أكنتم تكرهون الحجامة للصائم على عهد النبي؟ قال لا إلا من أجل الضعف. He said, Bukhari narrated عن ثابت البناني, when he was asked, he asked Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه, did you used to dislike the hijama for the one who is fasting in the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? He said, no, except for weakness. Meaning, if you get weak. Because sucking the blood makes you what? Weak. And that's why we say if someone gives the blood, donates the blood in Ramadan, he gives the blood, if he's fearing his body going to get weak, then he can break his fast. So you shouldn't be donating blood in Ramadan anyway, but in case you needed to give blood, or you have to do a blood test, which is they're going to take a lot of blood off you, then you can break your fast. All of the above, the fasting is nullified. We said, al-hajim, the cupping and letting out blood, we said it does not break your fast unless it weakens your body, then you can break your fast. And we explained already. Here he said, وَإِنْ طَارَ إِلَىٰ حَلْقِهِ ذُبَابٌ أَوْ غُبَارٌ أَوْ تَمَضْمَضَ أَوْ اسْتَنْشَقَ فَوَصَلَ إِلَىٰ حَلْقِهِ مَاءٌ. He said, if flies fly into one's mouth or dust, or one rinses the mouth or sniffs water into the nostrils and water reaches his pharynx, أو فكر فأنزل أو قطر في إحليله أو احتلم أو ذرعه القيء لم يفسد صومه. He said, or if one thinks and ejaculates or discharges drops into urethra, or has a wet dream, or is overwhelmed by vomiting, his fast is not nullified. So here, for example, if you, let's just say, there is a fly went into your mouth, it does not break your fast. Let's say you're walking on the street and you're crossing the road, a truck passes by and blows the diesel and it all comes into your mouth and you taste it in your throat and in your lung, it does not break your fast. Let's say you're walking past a smoker and you inhale some of his smoke, then it does not break your fast. Or you were thinking, you're sitting thinking, about your arus, after you did the kadmatab, but you're waiting for the walima. You're thinking, oh man. And then you find yourself ejaculated, he said it does not break your fast. He's saying here, or you drink, of course, here, fi ihlilihi, really, yani, no one going to do this, yani, water, yani, for example, you are doing istinja, and water exaggerated and went inside a little bit, it does not break your fast. Or have a wet dream, also does not break your fast. Or accidentally you vomited, or you unintentionally vomited, also he said, rahimahullah, it does not break your fast. Here he said, the dalil, what is narrated in Bukhari and Muslim, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَجَاوَزَ عَنْ أُمَّتِي مَا حَدَّثَتْ بِهِ أَنفُسَهَا مَا لَمْ تَعْمَلْ أَوْ تَتَكَلَّمْ. He said, Allah has overlooked, he removed the burden from my ummah, whatever they think about within themselves, as long as they don't act upon it or they speak about it. That's why thinking, if you start getting some thoughts and straight away you ejaculate it,
that does not break your fast because this is within you. Different than looking. Remember? We said looking, if you keep looking at the woman and then you ejaculate, that breaks your fast. The other one doesn't because it is, you're really not doing any action. It's just in your mind and happened that you ejaculated, then it does not break your fast. And here, and we finalize with this too, وَمَنْ أَكَلَ يَظُنُّهُ لَيْلًا فَبَانَ نَهَارًا فَعَلَيْهِ الْقَضَاءُ وَمَنْ أَكَلَ شَاكًا فِي طُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ لَمْ يَفْسُدْ صَوْمُهُ وَإِنْ أَكَلَ شَاكًا فِي غُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ فَعَلَيْهِ الْقَضَاءُ. Here he said, whomever, if one eats while thinking that it is night, that it is night, and it turns out to be day, he must make up that day. Here he said, if you eat and you're thinking it is night, but it found out it is day, then you have to redo your day. Some scholars said that you do not have to redo the day. Meaning, he said, again, one more time. Here he said, if you eat thinking it is night time, past Maghrib, right? Then you found out it is still before Maghrib. He said, you have to redo the day. Right? Why he said this? He said, here, because you have eaten in the day of Ramadan. But the reality, ya ikhwa, we still under the general meaning of the hadith. Inna Allah ta'ala wada'a an ummati al-khata' wal-nisyan wa mastakrihu alayk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exempted my nation from what they do by mistake and forgetfully and under compulsion. So, here the shaykh Ibn Qudama said you have to redo it, but the correct opinion, wallahu a'lam, you do not have to redo it because you done it out of what? Mistake. Mistake.
Not forgetfulness.
Yeah? Not forgetfulness, mistake. If you looked at the watch, let's say Maghrib is 8 o'clock, you looked at it, it is 7, but you thought it's 8, alhamdulillah, and you woke up, you came from work, tired, you said you want to sleep, wake me up for Maghrib. You woke up and you looked at the clock, you said, alhamdulillah, it's 8 o'clock. You drank and you know, and then you looked again, you found it 7. Ibn Qudama rahimahullah said, you have to redo your fasting. The correct opinion, you do not have to redo your fasting. He said, وَمَنْ أَكَلَ شَاكًا فِي طُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ لَمْ يَفْسُدْ صَوْمُهُ. He said, if he eats because of doubt that time, that the time of Fajr has arrived, his fasting is not nullified. Why? Because also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exempted us for the mistakes or for forgetfulness. Here he said also, and this is the last part, وَإِنْ أَكَلَ شَاكًا فِي غُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ فَعَلَيْهِ الْقَضَاءِ. He said, if he eats guessing wrongly that it is past Maghrib, then he must make it up. Here he said, and pay attention, if you are doubting, then you must make it up. Meaning, Maghrib, time of Maghrib is what? 8 o'clock. You were not sure. It is not mistaken, and it's not doubt, and it's not forgetting. You know it's 8 o'clock. You know the time. But you're not sure. Has the day ended or not? Since you're not sure, you say, khalas, I'm going to eat anyway. Now you break your fast and you have to redo it. Why? Because the basic principle that the day remains until you prove it beyond reasonable doubt. So you have to keep researching and asking and make sure the day has finished to break your fast. You can't just say, oh well, I'm not sure Maghrib is 5 to 8 or 5 plus 8. No, it is 5 to 8. Just eat anyway. Khalas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the deen easy. You ate, after 1 minute, your dad walks in and said, what are you doing? He said, I'm eating. Yani, he said, but you know Maghrib is 5 past 8. He said, yeah, father, don't worry. It's all by intention and Allah made the deen easy. No, this is, you have to repeat the day. Because the basic principle that you are fasting and your fast is based on certainty, which is what? Daytime. And certainty is not removed by doubt.
yeah, يعني not knowing the time of Maghrib is doubt or certainty? Doubt. And you can't remove certainty by doubt. So you have to make sure until you reach certainty that the day is over. Otherwise, you have to redo it. طيب, and we stop at this. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And we continue next week. I think we still have about 2 lessons to 3 lessons. I think 3 lessons, inshallah.